Bibles, while they're taking the offering, we want to just continue to move right along. I want you to open your Bibles with me to the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter. The Gospel of John, the 10th chapter. I'm going to start a series this morning entitled, Doing Life Better. Would you say that with me? Doing Life Better. Now, it's going to be 4 weeks, this morning and the next 3 weeks. And then the last Sunday of this month, I'm happy to announce, we'll be celebrating the 90th anniversary of this church. 90 years. That's September 30th. That's the end of the month. And what's amazing is some of you may think so, but I haven't been here for all those 90 years. Only 30 of them. But we're excited to celebrate. We've got some special things planned. That's for September the 30th. But this week and the next 3 weeks leading up to that, we're going to do just a four-part series entitled Doing Life Better. And what's interesting is that I was all set on Friday with part one and the first message in this series. And then last night, about 10 o'clock at night, I just sensed the direction of the Lord directing me a little different way. And so this morning, I'm going to share with you, it's still part of this series, Doing Life Better. I'm just going to insert this message this week and then do what I originally planned this week for next week. But I trust that you'll go with me as we are sensitive to the Spirit. And I really believe that this is a word from the Lord this morning. Believe me, it messed me up in the middle of that disaster of a Michigan game that I was watching. I was really just relaxing, winding down, ready to go to sleep early on a Saturday night. I go to sleep early on Saturday night. I like to wind down and get ready for Sunday. And I was just winding down, and that game just got me agitated. It just didn't get me. And as I was watching that, all of a sudden, in the middle of the game, the Lord dropped a thought and a scripture in my mind and in my heart. And I just have to be obedient and share what the Lord has given to me for this morning. So say it with me one more time. Doing life better. Now, let me tell you where this message and where this series was birthed. For those of you that don't know, I'm the senior chaplain for the Warren Police Department. And one of the things that I do as a chaplain there is I do ride-alongs with the officers. And I get to go in the car with them, and during a shift, I usually take about 4 hours out of their 8 or 10 hour shift and spend time with them and go around on their different runs and spend some time with them and just assist and be available in the community. And this one particular day a few years back, I was doing a ride along with one of the officers, and it was a very interesting day. Some days are just very boring and routine, but this day particular was kind of crazy. It seemed like no matter where we went, there was just craziness and chaos. Whether it was a traffic accident, and you know, when you show up to a scene of a traffic accident, you got multiple vehicles, multiple people, multiple personalities, and how many know multiple perspectives as to what happened, what didn't happen. And we were juggling people and that situation. Then we wound up that day also going to a domestic violence situation and having to deal with family and some really complicated and difficult and delicate issues. And then all throughout the day, we had a series of all of these different emergencies and all kinds of life situations. And the day ended with us being called to a school, a local school in the area, where a student, a middle schooler, had locked himself in a classroom and was taking a stick or a bat or something that was in the room and was just totally destroying the room in a fit of rage. He was just destroying television monitors and computers and breaking desks and just totally out of control. And the officer and I came to that scene, and after some time, we're able to get the situation under control. And it just was one of those days. And when we got back to the station and the officer dropped me off at the station for me to get my car and to leave, he turned to me, and in summing up the day, he said something very interesting and profound that stood out to me. He turned to me and he said this. He said, you know, chaplain, he said, people just don't know how to do life very well, do they? Wow. That was his assessment of the day as he watched all of the people, all of the situations, all of these life situations, all of these things. And he said, you know, people just don't know how to do life very well. And it just resonated with me. And it stuck with me. And I've been chewing on that for a while, waiting for the right time. And I believe now is the time to share with this message, doing life better. How many know we need to learn how to do life better? And let's be honest, we don't always do life very well. We may not be in some of those situations that I mentioned in that particular ride along that day, and our life may not be as dramatic, but how many understand we all face complicated and challenging life situations, and I believe that God wants us to do life well. I really believe that God has better things for us. Come on, say better. God wants better things for us. Some of you are with me on that. Let's say this together. God has something better for my life. Say it again. God has better things for my life. You see, I really believe that's what Christianity is all about. I really believe that's what salvation really means. I really believe that's what the Bible is really for. It's to help us to do life better. Salvation is God's plan for doing life better. The Bible is God's manual on how to do life better. And I really believe that is the burden and direction of my heart. Say it with me one more time. God has better things for my life. Now, if you believe it, put your hands together and let's make a joyful noise to the Lord. Now, for part one, and for those of you who get the PowerPoint ahead of time, you can scratch it because I told you 10 o'clock last night, everything changed. That'll be next week. So some of you are all ready for next week. But part one of our series, Doing Life Better, and each week my title will have the word better in it. Oh, come on. All right? This morning, our title is For Better or Worse. Now, no one's going to get married this morning, but I want to show you something very interesting as we consider our topic, our first message in the series, Doing Life Better, For Better or for worse. How many know that's taken from the traditional marriage vows that we've all either heard? Some of you maybe were married with those vows. I don't do those particular vows often, but perhaps you were, and if you've watched the wedding on television or something, you've seen and you've heard these traditional wedding vows that say, I, and you put in your name, take you, put in your name, to be my wedded husband or wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, come on, for better or worse, richer or poorer, sickness or health, till death do us part. Now listen, that phrase, for better or worse, how many know is really saying that is a condition for a covenant? One of the conditions for a covenant of two people joined together is that their commitment of partnership is to be committed for better or worse against anyone or anything that would threaten it from the outside. Right? Isn't that what it means? That's what that phrase means. It means that you're partnering together with each other. You're making a commitment and a covenant together and saying that we're going to protect and defend ourselves against anyone or anything that would threaten this marriage from the outside. Now, with that in mind, I asked you to turn to John chapter 10. With that in mind, I want to read these couple of verses. We're going to put just verse 10 on the screen, but I want to read verse 9 and verse 11 as well. And with that backdrop of for better or worse, I want you to see what the Word of God has for us today. Verse 9 says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, verse 10 is up on the screen, and this is going to be our focus this morning. The thief, say thief, comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life, say life, and that you might have it more abundantly, say more abundantly. The word abundantly there means superior. It means better. It means I have come that you might have life, and you might have life better. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Now, I want you to focus in on this verse 10 this morning with the context of those verses. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. How many know that's not better? But I, the shepherd, the good shepherd who lays down his life, who gave his life, which this communion elements represent, the shepherd who gave his life came that we might have life, and we might have it abundantly, we might have it superior, we might be able to do life better with the help of the good shepherd who gave his life for us. Now, what I want you to see in this verse is just two simple things. And how many know it comes down to a choice of covenant? It comes down to a choice of covenant for better or for worse. It comes down to this morning. What the Bible is telling us and what this important scripture is telling us is that there is a worse way to do life and there is a better way to do life. God wants us to have better things. God wants us to do life better. God wants us to be able to experience better things, and we have a choice. Just like in a marriage covenant or a choice of partnership, we have a choice, and we can choose how we will do life depending on who we partner with. If we partner with a thief, that will lead us down the worst way to do life. But if we will partner with the shepherd, the good shepherd who gave his life for us, how many know we will do life better? Oh, come on, if we're going to clap, do it right. That's really the choice that we have today. We either partner with a thief, and how many know it only goes bad when you partner with a thief? Some of us know that because we've been down that road. But how many know when we partner with the shepherd? Oh, come on. When we partner with the shepherd, we can do life, come on, say it, better. Today, that's my prayer. My prayer is that simple, that every one of us would choose to covenant with Jesus today, that every one of us would choose to covenant and partner our life. You want to do life better? Then you need a partner. And we can choose the better partner or the worse partner. We could choose the better way to do life or the worst way to do life. And my prayer today is that every one of us would choose to partner with Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and allow him to help us to do life, come on, say it, better. Now, here's what stirred and changed the whole direction of my message this morning was this scripture that I read and came across last night. I hadn't seen it before, and it just jumped out at me. Look at what it says in Proverbs 29 and 24 and 25. Whoever partners with a thief, oh my. Whoever partners with a thief hates his own life. Doesn't care about their own life enough. He who partners with a thief hates his own life, but verse 25 says, but whoever puts their trust in the Lord, the good shepherd, shall be safe. Isn't that amazing? That messed me up last night. I'm glad I got away from the football game. It was a disaster. It was going the wrong way anyways. But in the middle of it, this scripture jumped, and I was up till 1 o'clock in the morning just meditating and praying about this because it just jumped out at me and it connected the dot from John 10:10. The thief comes. How many know there's a real thief? Now listen, he doesn't show up in a suit with a cape and a pitchfork and horns. It's not the little guy over here and the little guy over here like you see in the cartoons. But there's a real enemy. There's a real thief. There's real forces and evil and things in this world that don't want you to succeed, don't want your life to be better, that want to steal, want to kill, want to destroy, want to affect the good and better things that God has for us. And we need to be aware of it. We need to be alert. We don't need to be fearful. We don't need to panic. We don't need to be devil conscious. We don't need to be demon conscious. What we do need to do is partner with the good shepherd so we do life better. Because while the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, the good shepherd has come that we would have life. And that life would be superior and better and more abundant. That's our choice. Who do we partner with? What kind of, how do we do life? Do we do it for better or do we do life for worse? Now, you might say, I would never partner with a thief. You want to know the truth of the matter is? You don't have to do anything to partner with a thief. The thief just comes. Come on, think about it. You don't have to do anything. And if you don't do anything, the thief will come. Because the thief comes. And all the thief knows how to do is steal. And if we don't do anything with our life, if we don't make a change, or if we don't make a choice, and if we don't make a covenant to partner intentionally with the shepherd, how we know we automatically partner with the thief? You don't have to do anything to partner with the thief. Let me tell you what happened the night before. I had a couple of bad nights, I'm going to tell you. Friday night, I got home from, actually it was at a ball game. I came home Friday night. And I got a text about 10 minutes to 11. Now, I mean, when you get a text at 10 minutes to 11 and you're a pastor, you think, uh-oh, this is not good. I got a text from my credit card company that their fraud department had detected that some purchase was made for a dollar at a gas station and wanted to know, because it was suspicious, not usual with the pattern of my spending, if that was me or not. Now, how many know I'm real careful about clicking stuff? Because it said click here to confirm or deny. And how many know the first thing I did is I didn't click anything and I called my wife, who was out of town this weekend. She went to visit my son and my daughter in Indianapolis. So that's why she's not here. She joined everybody else who decided to go somewhere, but you're here and I'm here. So, and more importantly, the Lord's here. But anyways, so how many know immediately at 10 to 11, I called my wife and said, did you spend a dollar at a gas station on this particular credit card? And she said, no. And I said, okay. So I called the credit card company. And again, not only was I up till 1 o'clock in the morning last night putting this together, finishing this change, but Friday night, how many know, I got on the phone about 11 something in at night, and I called the credit card company, and I talked to the fraud department, and they told me that someone had gotten hold of my information or something, and someone in California was charging a dollar on the credit card number of my credit card. And I guess they say what they do is they test it for a dollar. If it goes through, then they go crazy because they know it's going to go through. Well, thank goodness that the gas station refused the charge. They must not have had enough information. And the credit card company picked up on the suspicion, and they called me, and they notified me quickly, and I was able to get it, and they closed my account, etc., and they're sending me a new card. Here's the point. I didn't do anything to partner with that thief. Think about it. I didn't do anything. I didn't intentionally give my information away. I didn't intentionally want someone to cut into my life or steal from me. How many, I didn't want that to happen, but how many know the thief comes whether we do anything or not? That's why when we say, oh, I would never partner. Sure, if a devil walked up to you with a pitchfork and a tail and said, come on, come with me and live your life for me. I mean, none of us would buy into that. But that's not how it works. He's sneaky and subtle, and he steals your information, and he tries to charge a dollar. No, you laugh, but he starts you out with something little. Oh, come on. And see if you'll go down that road. He'll test you with this habit or test you with this little trick and test you with this. Oh, just a little bit. Oh, one time won't hurt. Why don't you just, and you know what? Before you know it, we've partnered with a thief. Oh, come on. Stay with me. I was up late or early. You see, you don't have to do anything to partner with a thief. A thief just comes. But how many know if we're going to partner with the shepherd, we have to be intentional? You see, you have to make a choice. No choice, you're partnering with a thief. But the better choice, to partner with the shepherd, it'll change your life for better. It'll change your life for good. Listen, the next verse from John 10:10, which we read as our text, verse 9, the first verse before it says, Jesus said, I'm the door. Whoever enters shall be saved. This morning, you have to be intentional about partnering with the shepherd. You have to be intentional about putting your trust in the Lord to be safe and to be protected and to do life better. But if we do nothing or we choose wrong, we partner with the thief. But if we will choose the good shepherd and we will go through the door, Jesus Christ, and we will surrender our life to him, how many know we can be safe and we can have life and do life better? Let me show you one last thing as we come to the table of the Lord this morning. It actually goes with the communion passage. Paul writes to the church in Corinth and says, now listen, I declare unto you that when you come together, someone were writing back and forth and there were people in the church telling Paul about this church in Corinth that he had visited. He said, listen, I'm getting news that when you guys come together, it's not for better, it's for worse. Let me see where I got this title. He says, when you come together, I notice that it's for better, it's not, and it's, instead it's for worse. Could you imagine that going to church and coming together in the house of the Lord could actually be for worse and not better? And notice what he says. For first there are divisions among you, and there must also be heresies among you. In other words, listen, how many know divisions means broken union? Well, how many see where I'm going with that? For better, for worse, is a covenant of union. Partnership, right? But when there's division, there's a brokenness of that union. There's a gap. You see, when I detach myself from you and you detach yourself from me and we allow life and the junk of life to get us to become against each other or to be against our husband and wife and to stir up strife in our marriage or in our relationships or in our workplace, how many know, whenever there's division and strife, there's a gap of disunion. And there's a crack for the thief to come. You know, how many know the thief only needs a crack? Just a crack. And what Paul was saying, listen, if you're not careful, you're going to leave the door open. You're going to leave a crack open for the thief to come when there's a big door to choose the shepherd. And how many know divisions mean broken union? How many know heresies means broken vows of the truth? How many know heresy means disavowing the truth? And in a relationship, for better or for worse, you make a vow of truth. And heresy in a church is to align ourselves with doctrine and truth that is not of God. And when we cause disunion amongst ourselves and we allow ourselves to break off from the truth, how many know we open the door for the thief? And he'll come. But aren't you glad that there's a shepherd who lays down in front of the door of the sheepfold That's what it means. When Jesus said, I'm the door, what did he say? He said, I'm the one who lays in front of the door, because the thief has to climb over the wall then. He can't come through the door. And how many know if he comes to the door, he's going to run into the shepherd who's going to say, you're done. And you have no authority here. And notice what Paul goes on to say. He said, listen, when you come together, I want it to be for better, but it's really for worse. And here's why it's for worse, because there are divisions and heresies. But he says, here's how you get it better. He says, for I've received something from the Lord. He said, I'm going to deliver it unto you, that on the night that the Lord was betrayed. Isn't it interesting that the night that Jesus was betrayed, one of his own broke union? Oh, come on. Now you know why I couldn't sleep last night. The Lord was just putting this in my, I was connecting these dots, and I'm thinking, on the night he was betrayed, when they should have been coming together to celebrate their togetherness and his death and his victory that he was going to win a count. Instead, there was one that was leaving a crack open. Oh, come on, for the thief. And how many know Judas only hurt himself because he chose the worst way to do life instead of partnering with the shepherd and doing the better way? The night he was betrayed, he took bread. Similar to this, and some wonder, why is that a cracker? No, this is unleavened, or bread without yeast that doesn't rise, which is more typical of what they would have used in that particular setting. And it says he took bread. And he broke it. He said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Let me say something. He was broken so we don't have to stay broken, so we could be whole. In other words, wherever there's a crack, oh, come on, wherever there's a gap, wherever there's brokenness, wherever we've allowed the enemy to come, wherever we've allowed the thief to go, how many know Jesus came to plug up that hole and kick that enemy out of there? That's what this bread represents. When you take that piece of bread today, you're taking, say, I'm partnering with the shepherd to kick the enemy who snuck through a crack out, and to seal up the crack and to partner with him to do the better way of life. And he said, after the same manner, he took a cup similar to this. And we've got these little small cups of juice here this morning. He said, this cup, notice this, is the new covenant. Can you see the connection? A new covenant, a new partnership, a new marriage. How many know we're called the bride of? It's a new covenant. It's a better covenant. It's better than sheep and bulls and goats being sacrificed on an altar. His sacrifice was better, and his covenant is better because he has better things for us. And when we partner with him by taking the bread and saying, Lord, kick the enemy out and seal up the cracks and make me whole as I partner with you. And then when we drink of the cup and we say, by drinking this cup, I'm recommitting and I'm committing myself to a blood covenant with you. And I'm partnering with you so that I can do life better. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you show the Lord's death until you, in other words, you declare and you trumpet with your life that his provision has made your life better. You got it. So this morning, when we come to the table of the Lord, we're saying we do life better by partnering with the shepherd who has the better way and who gave us a better covenant. Here's my last statement. The better covenant, there is a better covenant that can make our life better and help us do life, come on, say it, better. So you got to stay with me the next 3 weeks, because I'm going to show you how this covenant, how this salvation, how this Bible, how Jesus coming provided a way for us to do life better. But it starts, this is why, how many see why I had to jump this ahead? It starts by choosing who we will partner with. Today, will we partner with a thief or will we partner with a shepherd? The thief is the worst way to do life because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But if you partner with the shepherd today, that's the better way to do life because he's come to give us life and life more abundant, which means superior and better. Stand with me. Stand to your feet.